Plymouth. From Plymouth to Leominster. Leominster. Michael Graham, 10 to 2. Jim and Marjorie, now. 96.9. Boston Talks.
7:48 in the morning on Friday. It's 60 degrees going up to 80 degrees, mostly sunny kind of thing. Marjorie, what comes after Friday?
Saturday.
No, the weekend. It's the beginning of the weekend kind of thing. Now, most of us, of course, will be at the Roland Rally. It's roll-in, not rolling rally. Roland Rally for the Bruins will start tomorrow at 11 o'clock. But we said, if you want to do things for the rest of the weekend, or even during the Roland Rally, mm-hmm. if you're not in the Bruins, what would you do? So who would you call if you want to know what to do in Greater Boston over the weekend?
There's only one man to call.
Who would that be?
Carl from New Hampshire.
Well, welcome, Carl.
Thank God I'm not Carl from Michigan. This really wouldn't make any sense.
Exactly. Well, it's making pretty not much more sense anyway.
Have you been to Boston in the last 5 years, Carl?
I'm in Boston all the time, Marjorie. I love Boston.
Oh, he's performing, I know, a comedy club, whatever. Now, by the way, I saw you the other night on the Red Eye Express, that 3 a.m. thing. Actually, and you were really funny, I must say. It was pretty good. What's the name of that show?
Red Eye with Greg Gutfeld on Fox News. Yeah, it's a pretty good show, isn't
Love
it?
Him. Now, it's a pretty good show. Now, you were pretty funny, I must say. Now, Carl, tell us if, in addition to the Roland Rally, give us a couple of examples of things that are fun or exciting or educational to do this weekend in Greater Boston, please.
If I could, just quickly, the caller who called in with the fan with no blades, I have some silverware he might be interested in. It's a fork with no tines and a butter knife that's just a handle. There's a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, let's hear,
this weekend in Boston,
like
as
what?
Usual. First on my list is the Boston Harbor USS Constitution Cruise. This is a chance to take a 45-minute cruise on that big sail ship.
You can actually go out on a cruise in the thing?
You can actually go out on a cruise, bostonhopperislands.org. The one thing that's weird is the 45-minute cruise. Who the hell is marketing this thing? That's barely enough time to get the sails up. You remember even Gilligan's Boat was supposed to be a three-hour cruise, because it didn't turn out well.
That's right.
That's a fine point, Carl.
It was a three-hour cruise. Yeah, how do you get to Boston Harbor so fast and back? This is an excellent point, Carl.
It is. If there's no wind, I think it's probably a little less than a cruise, more like just floating there. But there is a little bonus on this trip. They promised a glimpse of old Ironsides, which surprised me because I didn't hear this Hillary Clinton was.
Oh, that's Carl. We don't, Carl. We don't do those Hillary Clinton jokes on this particular show. So you just said that is bostonharborislands.org. What else is happening, Carl?
This is Blue Man Group at the Charles Playhouse, but I wouldn't sweat this one too much because if you miss it, they are there the other 364 days of the year. I mean, is there a family of these guys in every city? Aren't they there every night?
Wait a second. In all seriousness, how many years is Blue Man Group, which I've never seen, which everybody says is fabulous, by the way.
God.
How long have they been there? Like 20 years or something?
At least, don't you think?
At least 20 years. They're blue because they're dead. You know what's interesting about Blue Man Group? It's a perfect opportunity to demonstrate the power of inflection. Now, just listen to this. How different this sounds.
Yeah.
Blue Man Group.
Yeah.
Blue Man Group. You see what I mean?
Yeah, we do see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're not into Blue Man Group and you're not into the Boston Harbor USS Constitution Cruise is pretty cool. What else is going on, Carl?
Well, here's one that jumped out at me, and something tells me you're familiar with this, Jim.
Yeah.
It's called the Emoto Drone at Mobius in Boston. Friday, tonight, June 17th.
Yeah.
And the ad says the Emoto Drone, quote, is about sensitization, and it's a tool that allows each participant to engage viscerally with the results of their own presence.
Now, what does that mean in English exactly?
Well, who more than Jim engages viscerally with the results of their own presence? I mean, you are like Jim, a motor drone rowdy. Did you go to college at this point?
I'm serious. What is that? I never even heard of this. This is at Mobius, which I have heard of. What is it? What do you know about it?
www.mobius.org.
Yeah.
It seems to be people dancing around. It says it goes on to say that, quote, a motor drone allows multiple users to engage with the overlapping sounds and colors that they each create.
Mm.
An awful lot like tweeting with Congressman Wiener, actually.
Now, and by the way, if you're not writing this stuff down or you're driving, on our blog at 969bostontalks.com, the Jim and Marjorie page, Matt and Carl have posted all of these either phone numbers or web addresses or whatever.
Yeah. That sounds like a good one, Jim. You should probably take advantage of this because I think that we all would appreciate more of Jim's presence. Isn't that true, Carl?
Oh, well, listen, I always react viscerally with the results of Jim's presence, as you know.
Carl, you got one more. Is there one more really hot thing that you could do this weekend? What's the other biggie?
Well, this one really jumped out at me, too, guy, and this is the 11th season of this event.
What is it?
Cashon's Boston Mad Dash Scavenger Hunt.
Is this real?
It is, and it's another instance of abusing exclamation points where they actually put two. Wow, a scavenger hunt in Boston? Why don't they just hand out numbered vests to the homeless people? Isn't this a little rude? I mean, imagine you're homeless, you haven't eaten for a week, and you're just reaching out for that half a jelly donut, and then wham, some rich kid from Lexington grabs it because he wants to win a prize. Scavenging isn't a sport, for crying out loud.
By the way, the kids love scavenger hunts. What's the web address for this deal?
Well, you can find out more at tripadvisor.com. Well, what's next? Panhandlers, poker runs? Scrabble.
You know, by the way, for whatever it's worth, all these things are real that Carl does in this weekend update kind of thing or weekend projection. So we have the Boston Harbor USS Constitution Cruise, the Blue Man Group. We have Emotodrome at Mobius. We have Cash Hunt's Boston Mad Dash Scavenger Hunt. Obviously, the rolling around. Now, what's the weather going to be like for all this, Carl?
The weather, actually, and my weather report shows a little picture of clouds with a lightning bolt underneath them for tomorrow.
No.
Well, no, but I think it's just passing showers. Sunday is supposed to be gorgeous. I don't think there's any extended foul weather for the weekend, so it should be a great weekend for the Rolling Rally and for the people who want to out-scavenge the homeless.
When do you want to meet at Emotodrome? What time are you going to be there?
I thought you said we're going to be there at 7 o'clock tonight.
I'll see you at 7 o'clock.
So Jim can enjoy more of his own presence.
Hey, Carl, you did a spectacular job once again. Weekend update or weekend preview, whatever it is. Carl from New Hampshire, we love you. We'll talk to you again next Friday. Take care of yourself, Carl. You know, by the way, in all seriousness, some of this stuff is really, really great. And there is, you know, Boston. I lived in New York for a long time. I grew up in Philly. There's a ton of great stuff in this fairly small city. Like every single weekend, it's great.
Isn't that special, Jim?
No, I mean, it's not. I don't mean, I was trying to be like serious for 2 seconds.
There's a lot of great stuff going
on. Okay, go to Jim and Marjorie page, link to our blog, all the websites. And actually, Carl had a few more things we couldn't get to. The websites of actually 7 great events in and around Greater Boston this weekend, in addition to the Rolling Rally, are there posted by Carl in New Hampshire. Thank you, Carl.
I'm reading an email here from Tony from Brookline. He says that he's emailed Jim a number of times over and over again to no avail.
Yeah, what do you say?
He says he can't take Jim's constant annoying interrupting of you, dear Marjorie.
Really?
Anymore.
Okay, we blocked his email. So that's why we haven't responded.
Can you please respond to Tony?
I did respond. Hey, Tony, F you, my friend. Okay. is that a problem or not? No, Tony, I love you, baby.
It is a problem.
Okay.